हेलो।
हेलो, यस
हाय सर, दिस साइड रजत कॉलिंग फ्रॉम इंडिया।
यस
सर, कैन वी टॉक फॉर 10 मिनट्स?
व्हाट इज दिस अबाउट?
सर, दिस इज जस्ट वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड द जियो स्पेशल मार्केट सिनारियो।
ओके
सर, जस्ट
गो
अ
अहेड.
बेसिक क्वेश्चंस लाइक अबाउट योर कंपनी, नथिंग एल्स। जस्ट बिलीव ऑन मी ऑन दैट पार्ट। या सो बेसिकली जस्ट वॉन्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड लाइक वॉट योर कंपनी इज करेंटली डूइंग इन द जियो स्पेशियल मार्केट। लाइक वॉट्स योर करेंट की डेवलपमेंट्स एंड हाउ यू हैव यू सीन दैट इन द कमिंग डेज। लाइक हाउ योर कंपनी विल डू इन दिस पर्टिकुलर मार्केट।
Give me just 1 second.
Yes.
Okay, so NextNav, we're developing resilient EMP solutions. So it's basically primarily based on terrestrial technology to provide, location and timing, but not based on GNSS.
Okay. Also, like, sir, is your company serving the construction and the infrastructure customer?
Not really.
Not really.
I
Like,
mean,
but for
it's not the primary focus.
okay, it's not a primary focus, but like for other sectors, you are providing the servicing, correct?
So, I mean, we're developing a new technology basically that can have multiple applications. It can be, in the navigation sector, like automotive and aviation and transportation. It's addressing as well asset tracking, telecom, utilities. There's a number of applications.
Okay. And sir, like what makes your service or the solution you are providing in this particular sector better than your competitors?
So you want to know who are the competitors?
No. I just want to understand, like, in this whole scenario, like whatever the service or the solution you are providing, like what is the different from the other competitors in the market?
Yeah, so I think, we are unique that we can provide, accurate performance even indoors and in urban environments, in dense urban environments.
Okay. Urban environments. Apart from that, anything else, sir, you want to add in this?
I mean, that it's, fully resilient with high performance, both for location and timing.
Okay. And like, sir, what regions do your customers come from? Like, it's majorly from the US or like any other particular region or country the customers are coming from, or the whole globe, how it is?
No, yes, I mean it's really international focus, but I would say that the big region of focus is initially U.S., let's say, and then Western Europe.
Understood. And when it comes to serving the customer, like whatever the service you are providing to your customers, so like which one have the high penetration? Like what we track that major customers are civil government, commercial, or the military ones. So your company have like which one have the major penetration? Either it's military, commercial, or the civil government.
I didn't understand. Can you say it again?
Yes. So I'm asking, like, when you are providing services to your customers, so in those customers, like, which one have the high penetration? Either it's for military customers, or for commercial customers, or for civil government customers.
Applications.
Oh, sorry, which applications?
Civil.
Civil.
It's not military. It's civil.
Okay. Also, you know that Geospatial is covering all the things like data acquisition, data processing, analytics, or the integration platforms. So your company is providing services for all, like solution for all this segment, or only for data acquisition or processing, how it is?
We're providing positioning, navigation, and timing. We're not providing, that's really the focus.
Okay, so mainly into like analytics, we can say like into analytics or integration platform, whatever data you are receiving for the navigation process.
We're not doing analytics. No.
Okay. So then in which particular sector like we should cover you, either it's acquisition, processing, or any other thing?
It's more acquisition.
Acquisition, understood. And like my question is like what are the general challenges like your company is currently focusing in this particular market, and how you are like responding to those particular challenges?
I don't know. Challenges is get good, be able to provide, accurate performance.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenges may be, new technologies arising that, claim to provide similar service, but it's, not the case.
Understood, understood. Also, just I want to understand, what are your growth plans in the coming years? The market is totally changing, and do your company is going to introduce any particular new data source or any new technology for your growth plan?
Yeah. So the company NextNav acquired another company called NestWave. Actually, I was the CEO of NestWave.
Mm-hmm.
And that is enabling us to develop a new version of our technology that was going to provide, better performance, and will be easier to deploy.
Okay, okay, understood. So this is your as per your growth plan in the coming years, is your company is going to expand into other regions as well?
I don't believe so.
No, no. Okay. So I understood on that part, and what are the general challenges you are facing while implementing these particular growth plans?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to mix things.
Understood. So my last question is is your company engaging with any particular consulting organization for your growth planning or strategic decision making?
Yes, we have some advisors already for helping us in the strategy.
Okay,
cannot tell you more, but yes.
Okay, sir. Okay, not an issue. Don't tell us, sir, on that part. But just want to understand last part that, how was your experience with this consulting organization, and when it comes to their particular budget for any particular project that you are assigning them, what would be the prospect the range of that particular project in terms of money?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, sir, no issue. Sir, I think I have asked my all questions from you. Do you want to ask anything from me?
No, I think it's clear. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. So thank you so much, sir. It's a nice talking to you, and hopefully we can again connect if we are doing some same thing on that particular part. Okay.
Yeah.
Have a nice day, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.